probiotic.
And we're off. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. I always wanted to say that. It's kind of like at the horse races. Any of you horse racing fans? I used to really like to go to the races, and I love that sound when they'd say, they're off in the beginning, and then boom, you'd hear the gates go down. So we're off, and boy, is there a ton to talk about as we race around this hour, especially when it comes to energy and would-be presidents and the man who is president and the tug of war over what are we doing with our health care. Next week, we're going to be broadcasting from Washington, D.C., across the street from all the mayhem of the Supreme Court to see what it's going to be like. We're going to be bringing you back all the sights and sounds of that for a couple of days. The Supreme Court is hearing oral arguments, as you know, on the constitutionality of the individual health mandate is really the specific thing of the Affordable Health Care Act. So coming up this hour, we're going to introduce you to a doctor who says if the law stands, you can forget quality health care in the United States and quality doctors because they're all going to bail. And she gives very specific reasons why. So she's not just throwing out a bunch of venom. She drills it down for us. Speaking of drilling, to drill or not to drill, to build a pipeline or not build a pipeline, that is the big question these days. Mitt Romney, who definitely has the edge and should win the Republican nomination at this point for running for president on the Republican side, put it simply, it's what we keep saying, you know, pretty much each and every week here on America Tonight. Many of you call in and we talk about this again and again and again. Here was Mitt talking about the pipeline.
Having regulators understand their job is not to crush enterprise, but to encourage it and to stimulate it by making sure we take advantage of our energy resources, by building that pipeline from Canada, for Pete's sake. That's one of the easiest I know how to do.
Yeah, see, I agree with that. And I understand why some people get hot about the pipeline, concerned about aquifers, groundwater, do you want it in your backyard? I got an angry note from a guy named Jack who's listening to us in California. He said, Kate, I used to listen to your show. Now I cannot endorse it since you endorse the pipeline. What are you thinking? Would you want it in your backyard? And the answer is, I am sitting on all kinds of pipes, and so are you. From everything that I'm led to believe and understand about this pipeline through several different sources in looking at this, no, I have not seen the plans and stood there toe-to-toe with Stephen Chu, the Secretary of the Energy, to look at it and say, oh, this is incredible. This is state-of-the-art. Look at all these protections. Yes, this is incredible. He said it like three times, but then when he was told, oh, shut up, because we want to trash this thing for now, since it's a political hot potato, then he backed off of it. So I'm just going to even go on that. I'm going to say he said this, is quoted as saying this several times, looked at everything that had been laid out, looked at regulations that it had already met. So, you know, give me a break with that. And if it's not the pipeline, then it's the lack of being realistic about drilling in the United States. Why do we continue, like a baby calf, to rely on the teat of the Middle East? And I know it's a small percent before everyone bombards me with calls about how we don't get most of our oil from the Middle East. We are connected to the Saudis. Our fates and fortunes are connected to them. Why, when we flat out know that we've got the reserves, that we have the oil, probably 219 billion barrels of recoverable energy, that's what it's termed as. I mean, and there's all different quotes. In the energy department, they're saying there's 20 times as much as that. They're saying it's 400 barrels more. 1.4 trillion. I've heard 1.7 trillion. Pick a number, any number, but they all look good to me. And if we're really talking about a trillion plus barrels, then we don't have to care about the Saudis. We don't have to give them 50 more limousines to ride around in, or I guess Mercedes. They don't do limousines. I think they do Mercedes. Do we have to buy one of their 15 wives more gold? No. It is very misleading what is happening with energy in this country. Very, very misleading. And I know that you have people who represent groups like Friends of the Earth who say, we're addicted. We're addicted, and we need to get off the addiction of oil. We have plenty of chances to wean ourselves off of it, but never were they pursued aggressively like they should have been a long time ago. So to meet our energy needs, we cannot go green. It's not a possibility, and we are shooting ourselves in the foot over and over again. All right, so I jumped on this whole energy thing at the top because the president was on a tour today of in Oklahoma where this pipeline is coming up, the southern part of the pipeline. And he said, of all the things that he talked about with energy, saying that you know, people are suggesting that we shouldn't look at solar and wind and it's a joke and that kind of stuff. He took a swing at a lot of Republicans, certainly when he said that. But he also talked about this number. He said, we've got 2% of the world oil reserves. We use 20%, and that's bogus. Those numbers are not correct. 2% of the world oil reserves. We could have a lot more. All we have to do is go after it. It's right there. For the taking. It's right there for the taking. So think about it. I'll say it again. I feel like Julia Roberts, you know, you see those commercials with her where she says, mirror, mirror on the wall. I'm saying to you, mirror, mirror on the wall. Who are the biggest gas guzzlers of them all? And if we don't want to be that nation, fine. But looking at green alternatives and the amount of money it's going to cost, it's insane. Insane. Here's what Kevin Foster said. Yes, you get airtime right at the top of the show. Woohoo! He says 800 billion barrels of shale and 400 of oil equals 1.2 trillion, not counting coal and natural gas. Yep, absolutely. I'm just so keyed up on this. How about that? And, you know, the pipeline, this pipeline, because of all the stuff that I found out about it, and I'll just stick on the Keystone Pipeline because that's not even the issue. We were talking about drilling and drilling on the federal lands and lifting moratoriums. That's a whole different thing. But even the Keystone Pipeline from the job perspective and whatnot, what it would create and the safety issue there, this is a pipeline, by the way, the 1,700 miles of it, that would be more than triply protected every inch of the way with alarms, with steady flow charts, with people eyeballing it every single milliliter along that pipeline. I mean, it'd probably be the safest thing that of any pipeline in the country that we could possibly have. We're all sitting probably on powder kegs, by the way. All right, as I said, next week we're going to be in Washington for healthcare. Pay attention. We're going to introduce you to a doctor who says, look out.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
So you're a maker of something. Woodcrafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally. Instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer. Localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. Localmakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbor's manufacturing businesses.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? ExtendoVite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, ExtendoVite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Welcome back to America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, coast to coast, and of course all those nooks and crannies in between. We've been talking about healthcare for a very long time. I've been to Washington several times. In fact, here we are in Washington once again. And the healthcare law, that's the big tug of war with the Supreme Court. We've certainly looked at this from the legal perspective. We've talked to several doctors. We're getting ready to talk to another one. We had House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi say that the healthcare law actually helps people meet the goal outlined in the Declaration of Independence. I think I would disagree with that one. In our wings right now, in our virtual green room, is Dr. Violet, and she is a preventative and climacteric medicine specialist?
Climacteric, yes. It's hormonal aging for men and women.
Ah, there you go. I knew I could pronounce that word. You learn something new every day. And she has a vested interest, certainly, in this, and she's got a long resume. It would take us this entire interview to go through this. But she's also the president of International Health Strategies. And, well, from what I understand, the goal, Doc, is liberty and privacy and treatment options. That's one of them, preservation of the oath of Hippocratic oath. Focus on the individual patient, and that's where this whole thing with healthcare, I think, gets lost in the sauce. Affordable Health Care Act now, 2 years and counting. It's cost $1.76 trillion over the last decade. What do you think that the Health Care Act has done so far?
Well, so far, I think one of the biggest threats that patients don't realize is the threat to their medical privacy and medical records. Because Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius just last October ruled that all private health insurance companies in the United States would be required to send their medical records on all patients they cover to the federal government. And when that happens, people are actually losing ownership of their private personal property, which is their medical record. Right now, your medical records are owned by you, and they are kept in a custodial role by your physicians. But they are your records. And under current law, you have a right to have a copy of them at any time that you request it. And when this information goes to the federal government, the patient no longer has the right to decline for the insurance companies to send it. As it stands right now, people can choose to pay for health care on their own and deny the records going anywhere except to the patient. So I think one of those privacy violations is a huge issue that most people don't even realize has happened. And health insurance premiums have gone up about 9% in 2010 and another 9% in 2011, in part because the health insurance companies, the private companies, are having to meet the new government mandates for covered services. You know, just because the government says that something's going to be free right. doesn't mean that somebody isn't paying for it. It's not free. Someone else is paying for it.
Yeah.
So you have an increase in premiums already. You have the jobs that have been lost and new ones that are not created because businesses can't afford the higher in premiums for health insurance to pay for all of the free services that the government now requires be covered. And you're looking at the fact that seniors are facing cuts to Medicare of over $500 billion to pay for medical care for younger people under Medicaid. So Medicare as we know it will not continue under the new health care law due to these kinds of cutbacks. And then there's the whole question of the Independent Payment Advisory Board and the unelected government-appointed bureaucrats, the 15-member panel that's accountable to nobody, that decides what your treatment will be, what you're allowed to have based upon your age and your quality of life years expected and what the cost is expected to be.
Yeah, you summed it up perfectly. You hit on all the major themes. The other question I have, and you know this because you're out there, you have a lot of colleagues, a lot of doctors that you've worked with over the years and people whose lives that you've touched and interacted. Do you hear this conversation that more of your colleagues are going to be driven out of the business because of it simply costs too much?
Absolutely, Kate. The problem is that private practices and smaller groups of two or three physicians are not going to be able to sustain the cost overhead of meeting all of the new requirements under the new healthcare law. So that means that a lot of the private options that people are used to choosing when they can't get help for particular problems with their health insurance plan physician, those avenues are going to be closed to them, just like we see in Canada today. I have patients who come to Dallas or Tucson from Canada because they can't get the services that they need under the government plan and the government clinics, and they can't get them in a timely way. And so rather than risk having more severe health problems or injury or more pain and disability, they come to the U.S. to a private clinic, pay out of pocket, and get what they need. Those options aren't going to be available for Americans, much less people from other countries.
Yeah. And the other thing is, too, it's like you think of looking for cures for things and better treatments. So how about new drugs and those treatments? Are we going to see that there's lack of development in that area?
I think most, absolutely we're going to see that problem. The drug manufacturers, the medical device makers are all being hit with new taxes, new regulations. It's going to slow down the innovation that America has been known for. In fact, over the last decade, the United States of America has been the country that has launched more than 50% of the entire world's new cancer drugs. And we're going to lose that innovation under these massive regulations. I mean, they're being smothered with the regulations. Doctors' offices are being smothered. Businesses are being smothered. pharmaceutical companies, medical device manufacturers, specialty practices, all of these kinds of facilities are just drowning in the new regulations already, and there are more to come.
Yeah. How dependent, if the Supreme Court doesn't shoot it down and it keeps on ticking, how dependent will we as Americans across the board become on the government when it comes to health care?
Well, if the Supreme Court does not find this law unconstitutional, then if it goes ahead and is not repealed after the next election, then 100% of American citizens will now be dependent upon the government as the allocator of the rights and the treatment options and the health care privileges that they will be eligible to get. The government's going to decide, and we're already seeing that being a very political decision. Look at the issues where faith-based organizations are being told that they must cover medications, abortion-inducing drugs, or contraceptives that violate their religious faith because of the political agenda of those in power. That is exactly what happens in totalitarian governments around the world. Healthcare is used to meet a political agenda, not a medical one. Mm. And my goal is strictly to help get the power back in the hands of patients and their physicians, which is where it belongs. It should not be a political issue. It should be a medical one between doctors and patients and their families.
Mm-hmm.
And
I agree
with you. If people don't take the reins of power back with this election, then once your health care is in the hands of the government, your life is in the hands of the government.
Yeah, how much does this hurt the patient-physician relationship overall? I would say tremendously if it goes through.
Oh, I think you're absolutely right. It's devastating. There's no more privacy in the physician-patient relationship because everything the physician says and does in your medical appointment is going to be turned over to the government under the new rules.
Yeah, and we'll see. What do you your best guess? Take a stab at it. I know this is we're sitting here kind of spitballing it, if you will. But what do you think the court's going to do?
You know, I don't have a crystal ball, but let me tell you this: this healthcare law. I've looked at this very carefully in studying the legislation and in studying the subject with constitutional law attorneys. This legislation violates the 1st, 4th, 5th, 9th, and 10th Amendments. And possibly the 13th, because it enslaves doctors working for the government at a wage determined by the government with educational requirements determined by the government. That's the definition of the slave master during the years of slavery in this country. So we're looking at massive violations to the U.S. Constitution, taking the patient's private property of their medical records for the government to use for the public good without the patient's consent is a direct violation of the language of the Fifth Amendment.
Thousands of industrial toxins, including aluminum, heavy metals like mercury and lead, and even nuclear radiation, have contaminated the air, food, and water supply and are lodged inside your body. These contaminants are poisoning your body from the inside out. No, the government doesn't care, nor will they save you. Do nothing, and these accumulated toxins may slowly lead to degenerative diseases such as Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, heart disease, or cancer. Take charge of your health before it's too late. Liquid Zeolite is the best natural all-round remedy to safely and effectively remove all kinds of toxins from your body. Use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com for fatigue, headaches, heavy metal poisoning, memory loss, and joint pain. Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee and is available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. 100% safe and amazing. Try Liquid Zeolite today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hey, meat eaters. The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com. Utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Segment follow up, because don't you hate it when you hear stories and then you say, oh, remember she was talking about that story a couple of months ago and was talking about how many people actually were recovered from the ship that capsized in Italy or whatever the story is. So I'm going to squeeze a couple of follow ups into this segment. I was reading this today, you know, finally what we're seeing is that they're wrapping up the ship and actually getting it away, trying to pull it away from where it is on its side. And it's the oddest thing to look at it. It's a very sad thing, actually. But, you know, here we go. How many bodies in all were found? And the answer is 25 people. Then there was another 7 that they found. Now, still questions are surrounding the captain of the ship. We know the stories by now, the Costa Concordia, and the craziness of the ship, the cruise liner offering people their money back and then 30% off on another trip with the cruise line. Hey, we had such a good time last time. We're going to give you a 30% discount
Well, that sounds wonderful. So, Scatini, who was the captain, is still under house arrest. They're examining what's going to happen there. And, you know, they're fielding calls about the incompleteness of the investigation and trying to get the ship out of the way. They've gotten a little bit closer to possibly moving the ship. For now, though, it's just an eyesore sitting off of this beautiful Tuscan coastline, and it has wreckers around it, and they're still concerned about oil and coming out of it. So the answer is with the rocks that it struck and how it partially sank, it's going to be difficult to completely move it out of the way. But, ooh, what a nasty piece of business. And, you know, the captain facing charges of manslaughter, shipwreck, and abandoning ship in connection with that, I think are justified. I mean, come on. Who is responsible for the ship ending in the condition that it ended in? If there's anything that you could say about this follow-up is this: when you go on to a ship or when you're traveling somewhere, you know, we assume we're in good hands, don't we? There is kind of this false sense of security. So the answer is you are not necessarily in good hands. You've got to watch out for yourself. And here, what could people do but grab life preservers? And if you were unfortunately on the wrong side of the ship and it flipped over, you were older, you know, really, you're stuck, honestly, unless somebody was helping you. And people tried to help people out of those situations, but struggled to get to all of them because half of the ship was underwater. This struck a nerve and has struck a nerve across the country, and this is a follow-up, just the latest here on the Trayvon Martin situation. Now across the nation, people are protesting and talking about gun laws and what's going on in Florida. And all of this is because Martin was not armed. And we know the story by now. We went out to the convenience store. He was grabbing some Skittles and he was going to get a soda. And he was confronted by George Zimmerman, who had called 911, and they told him not to go up to the person he was reporting. So, you know, there's a big push to have Zimmerman charged. But according to Florida law, this is the problem in Sanford, Florida. You have the right to self-defense, and he's saying he was defending himself. So the police let him go. They didn't charge him with anything. He had the 911 call. They told him not to go and approach him, but he did, and then the rest, unfortunately, is history. Supposedly he tried, Trayvon Martin tried to get away from the situation, but didn't have any luck. So here's the latest. Here's the follow-up. On Wednesday night, the Sanford City Commissioners passed by a 3-2 margin a no-confidence vote in the police chief, Bill Lee. So what impact that has, if any, you know, we don't know at this point. How mishandled was this case by not arresting Zimmerman? The Justice Department is looking into this. They've launched an investigation for whatever that's worth. And we have just the facts that we know and how they were reported to us and how it appears on the police blotter that there was this call to 911. It was reported that suspicious person, which is the 17-year-old, was roaming around the neighborhood, which he was living in the neighborhood, visiting his father in the gated community. And then before you know it, neighbors are calling the 911 number to report a commotion outside. And there's a lot of debate over what happened in those few moments. A lot of debate over that. And they're listening to the tapes and listening to the language. That's very, very significant as to what Zimmerman was saying when he called 911. So I think we have not heard the last of this story or the stand-down law that's been in effect in Florida since 2005. Let's go out to Don in Wyoming. Hey, Don.
Hello, my friend. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? Hey, how about, I got to say this because, you know, Tebow now goes to New York Jets.
Are they idiots? And, I mean, this is why the Jets can't win a Super Bowl. They have idiots running their beat. They gave their nose at Manning knowing they could have caught him because, oh, Mark Sanchez is our two future quarterback. While half the team wants him out, you know, because they know the guy chokes under pressure. Okay, so half the Jets want him gone, or out, at least not starting, but then they say, oh, let's bring in Tebow and start Tebow Mania in New York. And my God, if you thought it was something in Denver, Kate, wait till it hits New York.
I mean, yeah, but here's the problem. Listen to this. You know this. It was just a couple of weeks ago that you're right where they're saying that Sanchez is their quarterback. They gave him a 3-year, $40 million contract extension, and they reassured him today that he's the quarterback and Tebow's just another backup.
And as soon as he starts choking and stinking it up again...
That's right, they're going to put him in.
The whole stands are going to be yelling, Tebow, Tebow,
yeah.
Tebow.
I mean,
they could have just washed themselves of the whole thing and just got Manning to quarterback them. I mean, how great would that have been? Both Manning and his brother going at each other in a Super Bowl. The both New York teams, you know. But
yeah.
It's just an idiot organization, Kate. And that's why the Patriots keep going to the stupid playoffs every year because they get to go up against a bunch of idiots like the Jets. But anyways, okay. I did read up on the story a little bit, Kate, about this kid in Florida. And I'm like half the country. I'm inflamed by it. You know, we're listening to what this idiot who shot this poor kid is telling the cops of what happened. Nobody was there to see what was going on. The one thing we know is he was walking home talking to his girlfriend on his cell phone, okay? And then this idiot calls the police dispatcher, and this Zimmerman, I'm calling him an idiot. Actually, I'm going to call him a cold-blooded murderer, okay, because that's what he is. And the dispatcher says, leave the kid alone. Let him walk home. And then he decides to walk up with it. You know, this is probably one of these chumps that's a cop wannabe, okay? Wants to carry a gun,
build
a power, enforce his will on somebody, okay? He shoots this kid, and you know, they say, well, he had wounds, right? How do you know those wounds were self-inflicted, Kate? After he shot the kid, he's got to come up with an idea. Oh, I'll bash myself in the nose with my hand, and I'll bash myself on my head with the butt of my gun. To act like the kid attacked me. This kid was minding his own business, Kate. He was walking home talking to his girlfriend on his cell phone. And she was listening to everything in the background. This is cold-cocked murder. Okay? That's what it is. And unfortunately, because he was put in, and by the way, do all these neighborhood people that watch the neighborhoods and stuff and have cars going, do these guys all carry guns? Why are they carrying guns? That makes them one step closer to thinking that they're a cop, which they're not.
That's what I think. You know? That's what I think is scary. It could be scary, yes. Yeah,
no,
I agree.
And unfortunately, he won't get death row even if they do persecute him because he was put in a semi position of trust, I guess, because he was put as the neighborhood watch.
Well, wait a second. No. He was self-appointed neighborhood watch captain. It wasn't even an official deal. He had no training. Like in my neighborhood, Don, you'd have to go through training. You'd go to the police, have a seminar they put together, and you go through the ropes, and then you get your little magnetic strip that you put on the car. I mean, seriously, he didn't have any training in this. He was self-appointed neighborhood watch guy.
Right. Okay,
yeah.
And you were talking a little bit about health care with the lady before us here?
Yeah.
Okay, have I not told you that Obama is a Marxist, that he's a communist?
I knew you'd love that.
You're telling me that they want to know what goes on in everybody's health care. They will have the records downloaded to them. Okay, so they know, you know, by the way, you remember Pelosi's famous comment, you're a pre-existing condition, Kate, because you're a woman. But anyways, though, just the biggest idiot in the country. But anyway, I want you to compare the Soviet medical system to what Obama is doing. They're practically identical, Kate. Okay? They knew every one of their citizens what their health problems were. Get in a line. Wait till you can have turns to be fixed. It. This is what this man is, Kate. Okay? Nice person, but his ideology was fueled, and he grew up listening to communist heathens that want to take down the rich class in America.
Don, I love the way that you threw in bye-bye. I love the way that you threw in nice person. Nice person, but forget about it. He's a Marxist. He's trying to take us down. you always throw that caveat out there. I'd love to have a beer with him, but on the flip side, much more here at the final turn of this hour of America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
These are strange days indeed, from economic turmoil to weather-related events, and yes, even power outages. Hi, everybody. Jason Lewis here. Let me tell you why I use WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com provides the most affordable and complete ready-made meals for emergency preparedness and outdoor use. Their entrees like pasta Alfredo, savory stroganoff, and apple cinnamon cereal carry a 25-year shelf life and are prepared in minutes simply by adding water. They even provide great-tasting a la carte items like freeze-dried fruits, vegetables, and desserts to ensure that you have more nutrition and energy when you need it most. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample and see for yourself why they are the best in the business. For a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 1-855-FOODWISE and be sure to mention the promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Be wise and be ready with WiseFoodStorage.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborist, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Start spreading the news. I'm leaving today. I want to be a part of it. New York, New York. These vagabond shoes are longing to stray right through the very heart of it, New York, New York.
Here's the good part.
I want to wake up in a city.
Wait for it.
That doesn't sleep. And find I'm king of the hill, top of the heap. These little town blues.
Tim Tebow, welcome to New York. I know we have a lot of people listening to us in New York, in New York City, and in Connecticut who go back and forth. Can you imagine? Many of them are Jets fans. So Tebow, a seventh-round pick in the 2012 NFL draft, go to the Jets in exchange for picks in the fourth and sixth rounds in the draft. You get all that? Bottom line is, Tim Tebow is now a New York Jet, but a backup.
a backup because Mark Sanchez is still the guy, even though he had a miserable season. The Jets general manager, Mike Tannenbaum, was quick to say that Tebow is, he'll be terrific coming in off the bench, that he's a great competitor. He's going to help us win, but that Sanchez is retaining his starting quarterback job. Yeah, right. I think he is going to be the starting quarterback, but that puts more pressure on him, and then people will start screaming Tebow if Mark Sanchez falls apart. It'll just put some heat underneath him, let's say that. So Peyton Manning, who seemed almost a shoo-in for the Jets, in fact, that's what I thought was going to happen. A lot of conversations about that. Then it was Tennessee. They pass on the whole Manning deal, sign Sanchez, and now they end up with Tebow, just a crazy, wild deal there. That's why he played that New York in honor of Tim Tebow, and the people in Denver are furious. I'll tell you this, some of them. If Peyton Manning doesn't really live up to the Manning billing, it's going to be the same thing. Talk radio, sports talk shows, anyway, are going to be filled with people complaining and whining that why did they get rid of Tim Tebow? Why, oh, why did they do that? All right, we're in the final turn, so there's more than Tebow to talk about. Mentioned a couple of those follow-ups, what's happening in Florida. We'll wait and see. It's just a huge explosion across this country. When you want to really hear popular opinions, listen to any talk radio show, and the Trayvon Martin deal and George Zimmerman shooting him and killing him is just the buzz in the backyard, period. Buzz in the backyard, despite all these other things that are happening that are infuriating, like energy and energy policy and waiting to see what's going to happen with gas as it keeps ticking up, how high will it go? It's kind of like when you go to a fair and they have those, like they have a trunk full of marbles, or they have a giant gumball machine full of gumballs, and you're supposed to guess how many are in there, and you fill out the little thing, although they're really just trying to get your information, and then you say how many gumballs are in there, and then you would win. If you win, you win the gumballs and some other prize, and people line up to do that. So if we were going to line up and try to guess by November where gasoline is at, where is it going to be at for a gallon of regular, what do you think? At this point, the average across the United States, we're talking about, across the United States is $3.84. Is it going to be higher or lower? Well, I think it's going to be lower closer to November, because that's when the strategic oil reserve, some of the stock would be released if it's high. The president is going to play up the whole, we're trying to do something with energy, we got to be responsible, we can't rely on oil. But if we're really pained at the pump and it's crippling us economically, too many families, then that can be what happens a couple of weeks before the election. Call me cynical, but I think I'm probably right on that. So I think it's going to be less than 380. I don't think it's going to be higher. Do I think that we'll climb over 380 way before that? Absolutely. In the summertime, look out, especially when you hit May and you get into the Memorial Day weekend. Oh, if you're driving anywhere, you better be splitting up that money. Take money. You know, people offer, you're driving somewhere out to the lake or whatever, oh, let me give you a few bucks. Absolutely. Usually you say, no, you just get the bait. You just get the donuts. You just get the burgers. No, now you'd be saying, absolutely, pass the hat. I'll take it. You bet. A big day for Mitt Romney, because he gets another endorsement from Jeb Bush, the former governor of Florida. You know, I don't know how you feel about endorsements. In fact, I went through a segment on a show one time where I talked about endorsements and how it wouldn't affect the way that I voted. I don't care what some powerful politicians say, or even politicians, let's say I like them or I respect them. I don't really care if they endorse XYZ candidate. But endorsements are for other people in party roles to follow. So it does mean something from that perspective. So Mitt Romney just collects another one. And it's a big one because Jeb Bush's name comes up a lot for somebody who, if there was a broker convention, wouldn't he want to throw in on this? Or do we see him futuristically as the president? I don't think so, because I think his time came and went with his brother taking office. But there are a lot of people that certainly respect in the party Jeb Bush. So as Mitt Romney is picking up that endorsement, in the meantime, Etch-a-Sketch becomes the Achilles heel of the day for Mitt Romney. That's one of those remarks that just took off and kept on giving all day long. And, you know, see, here's the thing. Eric Fernstrom, who is Romney's senior campaign advisor, was asked in an interview early in the morning on Wednesday whether Romney, the former Massachusetts governor, had been forced to adopt a conservative position in this race that could hurt his standing with moderates in November in the general election, which is true. He's saying much more conservative things than he's ever said. So that was actually a pretty good question. And he said, I think you hit a reset button for the fall campaign. Everything changes. This was the senior campaign advisor. And this was the stupid thing he said. It's almost like an Etch-a-Sketch. You can kind of shake it up and we start all over again. So, you know, you can go buy an Etch-a-Sketch for a couple of bucks. And that's what Rick Santorum and Newt Gingrich did all day long. They were ripping on the Etch-a-Sketch comment, saying, yeah, of course, because Romney shifts all his positions whenever he feels like it, like health care reform, abortion, whatever the political need is. Yes, of course he's like an Etch-a-Sketch. Absolutely. So Gingrich held one out, and he was at a campaign stop in Louisiana, and he said, you have to stand for something that lasts longer than this. So it was smart for him to do that. And the same thing with Rick Santorum. He played on it all day long, too. He posted a photo on Twitter using an Etch-a-Sketch saying, you know, here it shows him studying up on Romney's policy positions. So he better tell his people, Fernstrom, that he needs to be careful what he says. Now, Fernstrom said that he was referring to the campaign as a whole. And then Romney was asked about it. And he tried to do that spin or damage control and said, I mean, this is what he said, that organizationally a general election campaign takes a different profile and the issues I'm running on are going to be the same. I'm running as a conservative Republican. I was a conservative Republican governor. I'll be running as a conservative Republican nominee. He must have said the word conservative in the one run-on sentence about five times. Oh, my, oh, my. Any thoughts on the show, please send them to me at americatonight.net.